Okay, today's daf is daf samach. I've observed daf samach above. The shiur today is sponsored by Rocky and Kenny Nordberg. They finished us most of those until Pinchas and Shama should have Aliyah. Okay, we are on samach hey and beis, like 4 lines from the bottom, 5 lines from the bottom, right? Right. Okay. So Gemara says in our Mishnah, right, that Yayin Nesach should not fall. We just said that. Okay, what's the Mishnah said that Yayin Nesach should not fall agave anavim. If you have libation wine that falls on top of on grapes, we said in the Mishnah that if there are no holes in the grapes, it can't go through. So all you have to do is wash it off. You know, a lot of people always very true. You know, the milk falls onto something, got to throw it out. You can sometimes you can just wash it off. Depends on the situation. You can wash it off and you can eat it. Right? Yadicha, and you wash it off the himutaros. The imhemi vukos, asu, it's with their holes, and it gets nibla inside, then it's usher. So the Mishnah basically said clearly that mubukos in. The only time they're usher is if there are holes in the grapes, and therefore the wine could seep inside. Right? She'emi vukos low. If there are no holes in the grapes, it's smooth on the outside, it's no ridges, no crevices, then you can just wash it off. So the question basically is, so then why by chitin, which we just said before, why by chitin? Chitin are there's no holes in the chitin. So why by chitin would Rava say that asur b'chila if the yayin nesa falls on it? Right? The Mishnah said, it said, where was it? Right, our case was, hakruf is the chitin, not b'leich habis of the yayin nesa, who said that it was, and eventually he retracted, and he said that it's usher to eat. Right, so the bake and give it to a guy, not in front of the Jew. But why? So Mishnah answers, Amar Papa, Shani Chiti. Chiti is different from grapes. Hoyo ba'agab tirayhu kimubukos damyan. Since it has, when it has grooves or ridges or something, I'm not sure how we translate it, but it doesn't have these grooves or ridges in it, when you pull it off, therefore it's considered mubukos. It's as if it's open, and therefore the wine does get absorbed in the chitim, and that's why it would be usher b'chila. It's considered mubukos. So the Miri has an interesting hara. He says, what do you need mubukos, not mubukos for? What happens when you pour wine, liquid onto the wheat? What would happen? It gets soggy. It gets ruined. So isn't that notion of talifam? So who cares whether it should be mutter anyway? He says, no, that's not what notion of talifam is. Notion of talifam means that the actual taste is pgam. Here the taste isn't pgam. It's a byproduct of a liquid falling onto it that destroys it. But it's not due to the taste. Oftentimes, you mix wine into with wheat, and you make certain dishes that have the second that the taste is destroying it. It's the chemical property that's making it moist. But the time itself isn't doing anything. Okay, next. Now we get to the sugya of min v'mino, which is usually part of your shmita b'china. So it's min v'mino. So a little intro, if I can. Okay. The Mishnah on Ayin Gimel says that Yayin Nesa, right, if a Yayin Nesa that get mixed up the Mino, meaning it got mixed up with other wine, right, that the Tarobas, Yayin Nesa of Oser, it asks the Tarobas the Mashu, even a drip of Yayin Nesa falls in, it's Oser. But if Yayin Nesa falls into something that's Eino Mino, meaning Yayin Nesa falls on top of meat or something to that effect, right, let's keep it liquid so it falls into milk, or fall into milk, it's only Oser. No sin time to say, well, of course, it's the shishim, right? It's the shishim. But all that is just required by Yayin Nesa. By other Isurim, if it's min b'mino, so we'll learn that the Gemara Zvachim, the Ayin Zayin, the Gemara Zvachim says that Rabbi Huda says, everything that's min b'mino, there's no b'tekel at all. There's no b'tekel at all. If Yayin Nesa, something of truma falls into error. If it's a min b'mino, there's no bit of point to Rabbi Huda. But so therefore, if it's blood. So even if a drop of blood of a carbon falls into another cleave full of blood, you can still throw the blood. Still kosher zrika, because it's not the dam of blood is not bata, right? But the Chachamim say that min b'mino min haTorah min b'mino is bata b'rov, but min d'rabbanan they say min b'mino is bata b'shishim. Zera because of mino shebe'eno mino, which is definitely batel b'shishim. Okay, that's the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that min b'mino midoraisa is batel b'rov, min b'mino, right? Like and like, the same product. but midrabanan it's butthole. But when midrabanan it's not butthole until you have shishim, right? So that's the shulchan aruch the paskins in simin sadik tes, right? Isser shenisar beheter min bimino. If it's min bimino kagon chalav checheleb, big difference. Cheleb shenisar bebasar, right? You have fats that also fats that mix up with kosher meat. The first talks about that. The way to do is you can give it to an over an akum. See, it's like two modes to taste it, but we don't do that, right? But if you can't, right? But if you don't give it to an akum, and the Ramah says we don't give it for tasting, mishayirian v'shishim. That's for 60. It's min bimino, but that is the rabbanon. That's only the rabbanon. Fine. And then the Ramah says we're not so much on someone to taste it. The in this Arab min bimino, so how do you know it's the Rabbanon? Because the next, in Halacha Beis, he says, if it's this Arab min bimino, it gets mixed together, min bimino, v'nishbach, and it spills. We can't measure it. So in no de shahaya rubo heter, if we know that there was rove, then we say mutter. We say it's mutter. Why? Because it's talking about the Rabbanon, it's a kufula. Because it has, mida rice the rove is enough to be vatalit. The im lo no de shahaya rubo heter, then it's usher. So min bimino, both min, the Halacha we pass in, min bimino, min bimino, we wait until shishim in order to for bittul. But min bimino, that's a dinder abonim, min bimino, that's a dinder aisa. When it comes to yayin nesa, then min bimino, it's osir bimashim. Okay, so now getting to our case. Chamra atika, right? So we have old wine, which old wine means I think it's the better wine. It's the good wine. Chamra atika, I guess of goy, po machlokas nirishon, and whether we're talking about really yayin nesa or even stam yin. But yayin atika, right, that falls on top of the inve. It gets mixed up with grapes. Divrei akol bin those same time. Everyone agrees in this instance that the taste and the name, one's wine, one's grapes, and they taste differently. So therefore, it's a mimbisha eno mino. It's mimbisha eno mino, and therefore, for bittul, you would need no same time. You don't need no same time. They become of no same time. Tamra chadita, right, if the wine imparts the taste, right, it's 1/60th into the grapes, then it would be usher. But if you have new wine, which is not, I'm assuming there's wine that's just squeezed out of the grapes, new wine, right, on the grapes, so then what's the halacha? Abaye amar b'mashu. Abaye says this wine, these grapes are usher, even if a drop of the yayin nesa falls onto it. V'rava amar b'no same time. And Rava says, no, even in this case, it's no same time. So that's all. The halacha is what determines min b'mino v'mishenu mino. Abaye says it goes by taste. And the Gemara will say in a second. And Rava says it goes by. Sorry, Abaye says, yeah. Abaye says it goes by taste. And Rava says it goes by shame. So if it's mino, the yayin nesa is asur b'mashu. If it's eno mino, it'll be batal b'shisha. These have the same taste, but different names. So you go according to taste, mino mino. You go according to name, it's eno mino. That will be that's how they come out. The Gemara says that Abaye Amar b'mashu why basar taima is mino. When it comes to determining what something is min bimino, min she'eino mino, you go according to the taste. And idi v'idi chataymahu. And both this new wine and the grapes have the same taste. That's why I'm assuming the new wine means it just came out of the grapes. It hasn't fermented, it has a different taste. It comes right, the same thing as biting into the grape. It has the same taste. I mean, min bimino. And bimino, when it came to yayin nesef, is asa b'mashahu. That's a bayi. The Rava Amar Rava says no, but no same time. The Lach is no same time. Why? Because it's min b'she'enu mino. Why? Because Basha Shmaz Linan. We go according to the name. We go according to what these things are, right? Basha Shmaz Linan. The High Shmalachud. What's called new wine? The High Shmalachud. And the other thing is called grapes. That's the case. And having a min b'she'enu mino. So therefore, the min b'she'enu mino and the min b'she'enu mino, but no same time. And if it's min b'she'enu mino, the Lach is even by Yai Netzach, the only answers, but no same time. So what are they passing like? The halacha is like in all cases which ask Ya'al Tegam, from Tepri Yachav, passing like Rava, which is what the Shulchan, what Rama passes like. Right? So this is a big sugya. Right? So the Rama says in Yoredeya Simon Zadi Chesif Beis, Rama says Haga Ulinim Min Bimino to determine whether something is Min Bimino. Adlin and Basar Shema, we go according to the name, so what it's called. Im Hu Shaveh, if it's the same name, Hadi Min Bimino. Avalo Adlin and Basar Taima. We don't go Basar Taima. All the Rishonim, it does make sense. You have to figure it out. And all the Rishonim pass in that way. First of all, you have to pass in that way because the Shach himself, we'll talk about in a second, he has to deal with that. He has to deal with that. That's what the Gemara passes. He passes like rubber. The Mordechai, the Vein of Tam, they all pass like rubber. The Beis Yosef, the Torah, the Rosh, all pass like rubber. Why? Because it's not Yal Kadam. It's passing like rubber. Right, explain it, though. Right? Because it makes no sense according to the Shach's question. Change your approach. Okay? So, Avalo is Lina Basa Taima, Imhu Shava Elo. It goes to Bezio, Sefer Sheva Ogor, they came by Gashari Dura. They all pass it like rubber. The Shach doesn't understand it. Malcolm pointed out. What do you mean? What do you mean? So it has the same, it has a different name, but it tastes exactly the same? So you're tasting Isser. Right? You're tasting Isser. Min become, right? The Shach answers, the Shach, I don't have the Shach right here. Shach basically says, he says this, before the poskim, the lohachim mimbish enomim usher talking about shishin came no same time. The whole reason why something is usher is because it's no same time. Right? The whole reason when by mimbish enomino we say it's usher min haTorah is because it's no same time. Time is the factor, according to the Shach is saying. Time is what makes it isser. So therefore, mimbimino, if it's mimbimino, it doesn't have no mimbimino, which is the same thing, there is no same time, that's batel barov. Right? Alright, that's batel barov. Because it's Achar Rabbi Lahatros, which is a din rabbanon, the Chachamim say you have to shishim. But therefore, it must mean you go according to the taste, according to the Shach. Because the whole Isser is because of the taste. So who cares? So it's called two different things. But the taste the same, and one's Isser, that Isser taste is imparted into the mixture, and you would need shishim to be mevatel it. But the Shach says, right? The Shach says, Afal Gav the time along Kirava. Shach says, we hold like Rava, and quotes here the parenthesis, Pik Marva Zor Slamakvah, it's our Gemara, Dazlina Basra Shema, below Basra Taimel, in Mimino, when's that? Shach says, that's Dafka by Isurim that have a more stringent bitzel process. That's Dafka by Yayin Nesech and Tevel that are Usher Mimbimino Bimashu. Even though they're much more stringent, right? And also when it comes to the Avodah Zorah, and Dabar Sheyesh Lomatirin, and Truma, therefore, we're not concerned about taste in these instances. Because you see, taste is only 1 to 60. If it's more chamer, it's usher from more from 1 to 60, you're not worried about taste anymore. Right? You're just worried about the mixture. It has to be a bittel. It has to be a certain amount. There has to be a certain amount. So in those instances, you can say, even if it has the same name, we're going to consider it to be the same item. And therefore, we consider mimbimino. That's what the Shach says. Difficult. It's very the whole thing is difficult. Raman makes no sense. Tom makes no sense. But Rava holds that. So they all their thoughts talk about it. I mean, they have the Taz talks about it, and the Prabhu Das talks about it, and the Plesi talks about it. They all try to answer. We don't have time to do all of them, but try to say one thing over it from Salvation in the Sefer on Shirei Rav. So he brings the Shach. He says the Shach basically asks again. He goes. Tarovus Isra Hector, Nimbishamino, Asim in a Torah, because there's 60, because less than that, you have the taste. You have the taste. So how is it possible that you have a Tarovus of two things that have the same name, but different tastes, and it's Kasha Kamin Kamino, and you won't need Shisha Midoraisa. You only need Rove. You hear Shach's Kasha? Shach is a strong Kasha. So he says, the Rav brings down the Chakir, he says, maybe the answer, he says, what causes the Isra, right? The din of Bittul B'Shishim. This is all by Lach Balach, by Mimash Enomino. Why do you need 60? According to the Shach, it's clear why you need 60. Because you need to get rid of the taste. You need to get rid of the taste. So if the whole Itzer, if you need to get rid of the taste, and you can't go Basar Shema, you have to go Basar Taima. But he says, maybe the Ramah holds that it's not the issue of taste. Right? What happens with by Rove? Mimbimino by Rove. So taste is still there. You don't care about taste. You just need a certain sheer for Bitha. So too here, he said, the Ramah's in the hole. Not a question of taste. You need a super row when it comes to Mimbish Enomino, 1 to 60. You need a super row. Forget taste. You just need a, there's a Xavier Rabbanon, they need 1 to 60. How does that work? You have to work it out with the Sugis. But no same time means what? That's the shear you need in order to create the super row to knock it out. What? Yeah, but the problem is, you get to struggle with the fact that we pass it like Rava. So we have to answer. So the Gemara says, the bittel of Shishim, the option of the Rav, is, Allah Olam ain bittel of Shishim, probably Basil of Kama Isser Bermatius, Allah din bittel greater to more bittel of Rav. So that's the instance, and that's the issue, it's only a bittel of Rav. So maybe you have room now to work it out, maybe you have room now to say it's not only Tom, maybe Shame has a has an impact as well. Anyway, there's a lot to talk about that. We got to move on. Okay. Tanan. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Abaye, right? From our Mishnah. Abaye says basically says that Chumra, Chad, if a new wine falls on the grapes, it's Asa from Mashu, because it's Min B'mino. So Tanan, Yayin Nesek Shinov Agami Novim. Our Mishnah says, if Yayin Nesek falls on the grapes, you wash them off, and they're butter. If they're holding them, then they're Asa. So the Mishnah makes no distinction between what type of wine. So the assumption is, from all types of wine, right? Because Taka Taitach, Chamra Chad, Tav B'Indi, we're talking about new wines on grapes, and therefore, in my life, and no Saint Tom. We're talking about no Saint Tom. The whole mission is talking about no Saint Tom. Right? So the Rabbi says, no, Dimashu. No, you're right. It's talking about new wine, but when they usher, if it falls in, it's usher, Dimashu. Rabbi agrees, if they're smooth, they're not usher. There was nothing in part, no taste in part. So if they're holding, they come in. He says, no, then it's usher, Dimashu, even a small amount. So the Rabbi says, how's it possible to say that the Isser is talking about Mashu? Just look at the Mishnah. How many the Kalani Sefer? The Sefer says, Zechal, Kol Shem Ben Nosim Nosim Tam, Asur, Kol Shem Ben Nosim Nosim Tam Mutter, Bechal, Ben Nosim Tam Askina. You see, the whole mission is talking about Nosim Tam. Machlok is Rishonim, how to learn this question. But he says, I mean, it's all about Nosim Tam. Right? Where was the Sefer of the mission? The Sefer of the mission gave Klal, talking about Nosim Tam, explaining the ratio. So we're talking about Nosim Tam. We're talking about Nosim Tam, we're not talking about Mashu. We're talking about Nosim Tam, there's a Bimbashain Amino. So Abaye says, Abaye answers, Abaye Masnisim Chamatik Envy. He says, who says the Mishnah is talking about new wine? The old, about new wine. Talk about old wine. And old wine, everyone agreed, it's different name and different time. Everyone agreed that that's been no same time. That's why the Mishnah is talking about no same time. But if you had new wine, Abaye would say, that's the Masha. Okay? So what's the question of the Gemara? The Gemara basically said, Mechlal Dereshit, but no same time as Kina. So, Tosos says, we just explained basically, the Reish is talking about Nosim Tam, the Reish is talking, has to be talking about Nosim Tam. Tosos says, no. Tosos says, if you're talking about an Isser Mashu, there's no room for Nosim Tam. Right? Tosos says, Yesha Hayim Lufarshim, the Kol Isser Dahadi B'Mashu, anything that's Usser B'Mashu, Tap Tosos, Lo Amrina Be Nosim Tam Lufgam, Lo Amrina Be Nosim Tam Lufgam Mutter, Ha'en Lecha Tam Batal Yoser B'Mashu B'Ela. The concept of Nosim Nosim Tam Lufgam means if something imparts a bad taste or detrimental taste, it doesn't. It's not us, even if it's the shear is. So he says, if you have an Isser Mashahu, so my focus we've shown him, if you have an Isser Mashahu, does Nosim Tam Lufgam apply? Let's say something is Usser B'Mashu, but it gives imparts a bad taste. So he says, if you have, right, Lord, there's no concept of Nosim Tam with Isser Mashahu, because we're not caring about Tam. It's just a small, minute amount. There's nothing to do with Mashahu. Right? He says, Lord, mean about Nosim Tam Lufgam Mutter, that I ain't like a Tam Batel. Yosem imashu be'elef. Every taste is destroyed one to a thousand. And who adin, right? Be'elef. Who adin nosin tam akam? Mufarish klal. So mufarish kan. See over here. Mechlal. The benosin tam askinon. The lekach mutter. B'she'ein ha'behanasan benosin tam. Zib imashu ha'ifil lefkam aser. There's no room to talk about nosin tam when it comes to Isra Mashu. Because there's no room. But Tosos brings out another sheet that is Machlal Kishonon. Well, maybe nosin tam akam does apply by Nosim Tam Lufgam does apply to Isser Mashu, then you have to explain the question differently. But the question basically is, bottom line is, you see our Mishnah clearly talking about Nosim Tam. It's talking about Nosim Tam, how do you have room to say Isser Mashu? So if I answer is because we're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about Chamra Asiki, old wine. But had it been talking about new wine, then Isser would be the Mashu. Okay, now the Gemara will bring another din where Abaye and Rav are cholek, whether we go according to the Tam or according to the Shein. Chala the Chamra, the Chala the Sifra. We have, I guess, wine vinegar and beer vinegar, right? One's usher and one's mutter. The chamira, the chite, the chamira, the siri. And we also have leaven, right? The chamira is the soor. It's the leaven of wheat and the leaven from barley. One's usher and one's mutter. It gets mixed up together. So Abaye Amar Beno Saint Tam. Abaye says, let's just do the chomish case. The chomish case is Beno Saint Tam because we go buster timers, we go according to the tapes. And high time of the high time of the vinegar, wine vinegar and beer vinegar have different tastes. Mimbish ain't omino, and therefore you go according to time, right? The high time of the have the mimbish ain't omino, who mimbish ain't omino, the no same time. The Rav Amar, no. In this chomates, it's Asa B'Mashu. One must be, it has to be that one of them has an Isser that Asa B'Mashu, like it's Yain Esef or it's something that has an Isser B'Mashu, right? Rabbi Amar ben Mashu, because Basha Shmaz Linan. We go according to the name. V'haychala mikra, v'haychala mikra. This is called vinegar, and this is called vinegar. The whole machlokas, Rabbi Amar, what determines the name? Is it Lashon B'nai Adam or Lashon HaTorah? That's another machlokas. Again, telling you, everything. It's all here. So, it's a haychala mikra, v'haychala mikra. Haychamiri mikra, v'haychamiri mikra. This is called leaven, and this is called leaven in the second case. Right? V'habile mimbimino, and therefore they have the same name. They're mimbimino, they're called mimbimino, bimashinu, and everything that's mimbimino is also bimashinu. So now the Gemara asks, where are your sources from? Amar Abaye, mino aminala. From where do I know the bus of time is then? That we go according to the time, according to the taste. This is not, right? To bring down, this is a Mishnah. Right? This is a Mishnah. This non, it's an Orla. Fine. Tavlin, shnayim ushlosha shemos, the heimin achad. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Hafi garsina masechas orla, gimel shemos v'hein min echad." It's three items, three spices that fall into a mixture. These three spices have three different names, but really they're the same thing, right? Kigon, piltel lavan, white pepper; piltel shachar, black pepper; piltel aruch, long pepper, right? Or the Mishnah, min shlosha, or o min shlosha Rashi, back to Rashi. O min gimel v'gimel shemesh v'ishlehen, and they have three different names. They have three names. Asurin u'mitzdarfin. Rashi says it's the same thing. These three are usher, and they combine. What does that mean? They combine. Rashi continues. Im nafu v'kedera. If they fell into a pot, below bezek kedei l'tavel, below bezek l'tavel. I guess these things are they make something tavel, right? Or each one in itself doesn't have enough to usher the mixture, but combined, they'll have enough to ask in the mission. V'nitztarfu v'tiblu v'henchel isra mitztarfim la'osra. The three of them can combine to asr. That's what the Mishnah says. Right? So I have three. I have black pepper, red pepper, and white pepper that are asr for whatever reason. And they fall into a mixture. They fall into the mixture. So if the white pepper fell by itself, it would be batel. If the black pepper fell by itself, it would be batel. The red pepper fell into by itself, it would be batel. All three together create a shear to make the mixture usher. So the Amar Chizkiah says, the Hacha b'mini mesikas kina. Why? Because these are all the same thing. They're all sweeteners. You have sweet and low, and saccharin, and sugar. Whatever. They all fall in. Saccharin is the old thing. They all fall in. Well, can't have lab mice, right? They all fall into the mixture. Hoel biru'uyi lematik benesakadera. Right? Since they're roi, they all have the same property, same time of sweetening, they can be mitzdarev to make the mixture usher. So the Gemara explains, if you go according to the time, so then it makes sense why they're mitzdarev. Kule chad taimahu, they all have the one time, meaning they're all sweeteners, they all sweeten, and therefore they can be mitzdarev. El iyamach basar shmaz linan, if you go according to the name, they're all different. Red pepper, black pepper, white pepper, they're all different. Iyamach basar shmaz linan, haishmalachot v'haishmalachot, so why should they be mitzdarev and combined? There's a bayis raya that you go basar shema. Rava says no. Rava says, well, you're talking that Mishnah is a das yachid. We don't pass it like that Mishnah. The Rava Amalah, no. Hi, Mani. Who's the author of that Mishnah? It's a Stam Mishnah. So who's the author? That's Rav Meir. Rav Meir, he designed it. Because Rav Brisa says, Rav Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Meir, which is interesting. We use Rav Yehuda and they argue. Here, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav Meir, Minai lekol yisurin shem Torah shem star from Zevzeh, he holds an all yisurin in the Torah of Mitzdari. So it doesn't matter what shame, time, if you have a mixture, a combination of Yisurim, they'll combine together in order to make a mixture usher. Minayin l'chol Yisurim shabatorah shabastar from Zeh Zeh, Shneemar, the Pasuk says in Devarim Yudal Gimel, lo sochal kol toeva, you can't eat any abomination, right? Kol shetiati l'cho, harehu b'val tochol. Anything that they usher to you, it's b'val tochol. You're not allowed to eat it. Right, so he says you combine them all together. Therefore, there's no riot about it. Nothing in the back. There's no riot about it. No riot. Fine. Okay. Next, finish that sugya. Next, we have another important sugya. They talk about the sugya of recha, of aroma. It does aroma count? There are two issues when it comes to aroma. Issue number one is whether I can smell something that's usher, right? It's mutter to meriah, to smell a meichel usher. That's also another issue about, can you eat a meichel that got the taste got the smell from another Michael Usser. That's Reich, smell. Reich also goes hand in hand. Reich is also the main issue with using the same oven. One issue was Reich, another issue was Zeya. Zeya is not mentioned in Shas anywhere, from Tshuva V'Rosh. No mention of Zeya anywhere in Shas, it's from a Tshuva V'Rosh that talks about it. But that's the main issue when it comes to using ovens. Okay, so what's going on here? Chala l'go chamra. Okay, we have usher vinegar, right, that falls into mutter wine. Divrei HaKol, according to everybody, it's benosein tam. Because it's a different name, it's a different taste. So it's benosein tam. They say here that the chomet has to be stam yenam, because if it's usually yayin nesach, didn't get to the chomet stage. Important. Right? So you don't have it. So it's benosein tam, right? If there's no same time in the chomet to the wine, it's usher. So the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis asks, what are you talking about? Why isn't it no same time of gam? Like vinegar just destroys the taste of the wine, right? So he says you only say no same time of gam if you're talking about the two the same min that goes in and it destroys it. Here, if you have that the yayin and the chomet are two different minim. Even though wine is better or more expensive than chomets, it destroys it from its wine, but doesn't destroy it totally. It's now vinegar, and some people use vinegar. He says that's not nosin tam lefkam. So we had two calling by nosin tam lefkam. First is Rashba and first of ice, and we had the Meiri in the beginning of this year. Okay, so that's the case of chala lego chamra. What about the other way? What if you have chamra lego chala? The wine, a little bit of wine, of usher wine, is falling into a lot of vinegar. Important thing, Rashi says, look, the last Rashi, this instant, the drip of wine gets into the airspace of the kli that's holding the vinegar. The smell of the wine immediately changes to the smell of chomets. And before they even mix together, they have the same smell. So it's reicha milsa, reicha lav milsa. That's the issue over here. So chamel go chala, abaye amar b'mashu. Abai says it's b'mashu, because now they have, according to Abai, if they had the same smell, even if they don't taste the same, it seems to be inconsistent, because Abai goes according to taste. But Abai only goes according to taste when it's taste versus name. But taste versus reyach, he goes according to the reyach. Therefore, it's usher b'mashu, because it's b'mino. We said b'mino b'yayin nese, usher b'mashu. The Rabba Amar b'nosein tam. He's to say reyach is lav milsa, so go according to the taste. You go according to the taste. You go according to the taste. It would be have to be no sin tam in order to aser. Gemara explains. Abaye amar b'mashu, why? Recha chala b'tamra chamra. The reyach is chomets, recha chala b'tamra chamra. The reyach is chomets, and the taste is like wine. If you have different taste, same smell, kechala, you go according to the smell, which is vinegar. Bahabele mimbamino, it becomes mimbamino. The ko mimbamino osu b'mashu. And everything that's mimbamino osu b'mashu. We pass mimbamino osu b'mashu only by the yayin esek. Mimbamino is, we said before, is mida rice in the buff of a robe, and mida bun in the shisha. The rubber is cholik. Rubber says no, but rubber amar bin no same time. You need 1 in 60 to make it osu. Because recha chala b'tama chamra, if I have the smell of vinegar and the taste of wine, so you go according to the taste. You go according to chamra, therefore it's mimba ein omino, and kol minish ein omino, it's been no same time. So the Ritva points out the apparent inconsistency between the psakim, right? The Ritva points out, where is that? The im tomar, right? He says im tomar, v'ha ifcha shemino lehula el. We saw the opposite before, right? The abaya azul baser taima, abaya went according to the taste. The rubber lo azul baser taima, and rub did not go according to the time. And here it's the other way around. Rubber's going according to the time, and abaya is going according to the smell. Right? Below kasha. I mean, you can ask this also, but it's important ha'ara. Below kasha, the hand of the el ma'ibid varm sheshmam yadua the dibrei kol. Everyone knows what the name is there. Rafil kodim shenafu zelazeh hayu chalukim b'taim o b'shmam. They were different either there. They were different either by name or in the taste. We will hafu kamifle gibi ikar shmo. Now the machlokes here is what do you call this item? What do you call this item? The bayis davar the cave on the reicha chala chala. Who says since the smell is vinegar, it's vinegar. L'chol davar, it becomes vinegar for everything. Bein l'truma, bein l'birchas anenin, for kiddush, you have lach l'maisa. You can't make kiddush on this. It's vinegar. Right? V'harehu nido ki'ilu n'shtama taimo. It's as if it tastes changed. Gamkein. The smell determines the taste.
right? The Tevin de Chain, Hakanam Kichal Danin Le, the Hakichad Minov Kichad Taima Chashivel Chol Dover. The taste turns it into vinegar. It turns the taste into vinegar. I guess the smell is equal, it's more powerful than the taste. The rubber sober derecha chala, the time of chamra, chamra lukol tover. No, smell doesn't have the co-op to change the status of the item, and therefore its taste is still wine. But right. No, but maybe it tastes, maybe it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine. Okay, but rabba ksava derecha chal v'tayim achamra chal hu l'chol dover v'kev in the cane hachanami chay v'shmei, therefore it's still called wine. V'havle v'hade chala shnei minan, they have two different minan now. V'im v'tayim v'im v'shma. It's different taste, it's different names, right? Because recha doesn't determine. The taste determines, and therefore it has the same name, v'chein peyush harayvet. That's the right, it says the same thing. Okay. Right, so I was thinking about that, but I guess Go-Buster Taima, because he must be saying Go-Buster Taima, therefore it doesn't change, the name doesn't change. Because the Re'ef doesn't change the name. And therefore, still, that's what the Rebbe points out. He says, V'habile v'hadei chala shnein minim bein b'taima bein b'shma. But there are those who say that the Machlokes in the Ramah, the Shach, is like very, the Shach is very, it doesn't happen so often. You can have something that's called the same and have the same taste. This doesn't happen that often. But I was thinking about that. I don't know. Okay, so now that we talked about this machlokas about recha, they can bring the famous case of the Bastia. Right? What's the Bastia? Machlokas. Everything's machlokas. What's the Bastia? Let's just read the Gemara, and then we'll talk about it. Hai Bastia. What does Rashi say, Bastia? Nekev nokvim b'magubas chavis l'hariach esayayim l'vodko. They made a hole in the barrel in order to smell the wine. The wine smelled like vinegar. You didn't want to see what's no good anymore. Demand so much on the market, right? So basically what you have is somebody smelling the wine through a hole. Tosu says, Bastia, Peirsha Kuntris, Nokvi Nekas Mahu Skobis Aria, Miu Lossan Baskasha, Peirsha Bain Lachan Anel, Shish Kunishakua Toka Kovis. He has some sort of straw that's dug into the barrel, right? Uboli Kutz, and it sticks out. The Tok Kanekotan, Kimindan, Umarichan Derech also died. Somehow you sort of suck it up through the straw and smell it through there. The difference is that now you're moving the wine with the straw. You're moving the wine. Okay, so what's the Bastia? Ove kochadim b'Yisrael shofar dami. If it's a guy, let's use Rashi sheet, if it's a guy who's smelling the wine of a Jew, then it's still mutter, because the guy didn't touch the wine, or he didn't drink anything. According to Rabbi Nachman sheet, you have to figure out why that's not, why he moves it. Maybe it's not significant. But, according to Rashi Shita, there's no Kiddush. There's no Kiddush. Right? Rashi says, because it says, Kamash won the Logos Rina unto Yisrael. We're not going to make Zera. Okay? But the case the other way around, but Yisrael, the Ovi Chavim, what if it's Yayin Usher wine? Say, it's Yayin Nessa, or Stam Yena. You're not going to get Hanoah from it. But the Jew smells it to take, he's the professional. He smells it to see whether or not, it's good wine. Right, Abai Amar Asr. Abai says now that it's Asr. The Rabba Avar Mutter. What does it mean by Asr? It's Asr to do so, I guess, because you're getting Hanah from the wine. And Rabba says no, it's Mutter. There's no problem. Tosas points out that when Tosas Rabba all the problem. Tzarich Lomah the Ma'ir Shein or the Chav and Noslein Schar. Must be Rabba says it's Mutter. It must be that you're not getting paid for it. Because then again, you're getting benefit from the previous couple of days. You're getting slower from the Asr wine. The low masik lo tova, and also you're not going to get any other type of benefit. The chaskas tova nam mechashiv hanah, the nimsa mistaker mistaker b'isur hanah. You're not getting any benefit from it. You're just going ahead and you're smelling it, whatever it is. God doesn't know that you're the one doing it, whatever the messias is. So why is it? Why? What's the machlokas? Again, got recha abaye amar aser. He says it's aser because recha milsehi. Recha is considered a davar chashiv. So you're smelling it. You're getting hanah from it. Rabba Amma Mutter, and Rabba says, no, it's Mutter for the Jew to smell the Yain Nesach, because Recha Lad Nosehi, Recha is not considered anything. So they all ask, showing them ask, right? He's also born a Tosos on Gimel, but he's getting Hanah from the smell. You gotta get hana from it. Right? Still getting hana. So why is that? Why is that? Why is that not us? We did getting hana from. So recha lav milso. So recha is not considered that you drank it. So that may be the answer. So that maybe he says no. The difference is maybe because we have the Gemara on Yud Beis, right? That talked about where they had the brodim and the hadasim in the marketplace. So the Rishonim say, the Ritva says, and they bring down that maybe that it's usher to smell Isurei Hana only for things that are omed lahariach. Right? It's similar to what you're saying. It's omed lahariach. But here, it's not omed lahariach. He's smelling it in order to determine whether or not so if you get benefit from that smell, that's not considered getting hana. So the only issue is here is whether reichas milsa to consider as if it's ingestion. Right? You make a bracha on the summer, but it's not called into to get hana from it. But that's something that you're supposed to get hana from. But it's reicha significant enough to be considered that you're ingesting the wine, which is awesome from the Tziayinessa. So Amar Rava says, Mino Amin Allah, from where am I going to tell you that Reicha Lav Milsa, interesting, when it came to the lesser time of Asher Shema Abaye brought his Raya. When it comes up for Reicha Milsa, Reicha Lav Milsa, then Rava's the one bringing the Raya. Amar Rava, Mino Amin Allah, which seems to be, you know, usually you bring the Raya for the Shita, that's a little more difficult. But so just to figure out why each one, the Gemara had to bring the Raya for those Shitas. Amar Rava, we know Aminala. From where do I know the Recha below Klumhu? The Recha is nothing. Where do I know that? The Tanan, because we have the Mishnah in Trumos. Tanor Shehisiko Bikamun, Shel Truma. We have this this oven, at Hisiko, I guess the first they blasted it, they made it with Kamun Shel Truma, right? So Kimmel. I don't know what Kimmel is. What's he translated as? Translated what Kamun is? Okay, it's a spice. Okay, but it's true. The point here is that it's truma, right? So you used the spice on the bottom, so you burnt it, and then that taste, that smell goes into the pot. It's a truma. So what's the story with the pot? So tana shesiko komachal truma, who offer boas a pas, and then you bake bread into that oven. Hapas muteras, right? The pas is mutter to eat, even to zara. There's no isra truma in the pas. Lefi she ain't tam common el reich common. Because the tam of the common didn't come into the bread, only the reyach came in. The Mishnah says it's still mutzer. Rava says why? Reich alav milsi. It's not significant. I think you're baking the bread with the common on the bottom. So it's a raya against the baye. If you say reich milsa, that means that so then the taste of the common was imparted into the bread. And then you have truma in the bread, if it's into the appropriate shear. Only if you say Recha Lav Milsahi. According to Abaye, Recha Milsa, Recha's ingestion. The same way, according to Abaye, the guys, you know, the Jews are not allowed to smell the Ayinesach of the guy. Same thing. You can't smell the truma, because Recha is Milsa. Truma is not Hana. Recha Milsahi means that Recha is like his ingestion, it's like eating it. That I don't think it's possible. Abaye Shani Hasam the Nikla Isurei. Abaye says no, that's different over there, because the whole thing is destroyed, right? Right, it's different over there because even by most Recha, we'll say that the Recha is Asur the Michael that can get the Reach. That's here the pas is an Asur because it got the Reach of the Dabar Asur that's already destroyed. So there's nothing left. That one's going to get the lumen. If you get the smell and the item that you get the ray from is still extant, then it's also going to Rabbi. If it's not extant, then it's mutter. There is ray, but there's no item anymore. I don't know. The Shach in Yoredeya brings down that if you roasted something usher in a oven and then you took it out. And then you roasted something mutter. Roasted is no liquid, right? There's no saying. It's just roasted. It's just dry heat, right? Ain't a reyach, right? So then, and there's no reyach from the first sliya to asa the second sliya. Because once the item, I have to get hectic. Once the item is removed, there's no more reyach. Reyach seems to be that the reyach only exists. What? Right. I guess I have a source of the reyach. I don't know. It's very esoteric as to why that is. Okay. The halachic universe, right? That's how the halachic universe. not real physics. But the if Reich of Milsa, the Reich is still there. Okay, I hear you. Okay. So the Gemara is now going to say, Amar Rav Mari, Kitanai. This is a Machlokas Tanoi. The Machlokas Abayi Rav about Reich is a Machlokas Tanoi. Because we have a Mishnah Truma. Harode Pas Chama Unesana Alpi Chavis. Okay. You pulled off from the oven a hot loaf of bread. Unesana Alpi Chavis Shoyayin Truma. And then you placed it, you placed this hot bread on, as a cover to a barrel of truma wine. Okay? So the hot of the bread is going to absorb the smell of the wine, I guess. Right? Rav Meir Osa. Rav Meir says the pas, the bread, is now usher for non-Kohanim because it absorbed the reyach of the wine. Right? Rav Yehuda Matir. Rav Yehuda says it's mutter. He says it's mutter because I guess he says the reyach of the wine doesn't usher the pas. Rav Yossi Matir b'pas b'shelchitin. Rav Yossi is in between sheets. He says it depends on the bread. If it's wheat bread, then it's mutter, because I guess that doesn't absorb. But oser b'seorim. But if it's a barley bread, he does oser. Why? If they should seorim show of us, because the physical characteristics of the seorim will absorb the smell, and therefore it's oser. So my lab the high kamipugi. Let's just isn't that clearly what the machlokas is? Demar Rav Meir who says it's oser savarecha milsehi. That's why the pas is oser. Umar Yehuda savarecha laplumo. He says it's nothing. Therefore everything is mutter. So, and I guess also we'd have to say, according to Rav Yossi, he also says that Reich HaMilsa depends on what absorbs and what doesn't absorb. So the Rav, according to Rav, who says, who holds that Reich HaLav Milsa, Vade Tanohi. It's definitely, that's correct. That's the Machlokas Tanoim, right? Rav Meir says Reich HaMilsa, Rav Yehuda Sober Reich HaLav Milsa, right? Then he holds like Rav Yehuda. He only can hold like Rav Yehuda. Rav Abaye, who says Reich HaMilsa, Milema Tanohi. Maybe say it's not a Machlokas Tanoim. Maybe a Baye Shita of Reich HaLav Milsa, Reicha Milsehi can be read into all the sheets of the, well, it's easy to read the two. It can even be read into Rav Yehuda. Because Amalach Abaye, Rabbi can say, Lav mi itamar Allah. Then we learn on this Mishnah that Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Reish Lakish, the Pas Chama, the Chavis Pesucha. We're talking about a case here with, it's talking about hot bread and an open barrel. Then Divrei HaKol Asura. Everyone holds it Asur. Hot bread and open barrel is Asur. Why? Rabbi can hold like everybody, right? And the pas sonenes b'chavis megufa. If we have a lukewarm or not cold loaf of bread and a covered chavis, divrei kol muteris. Everyone agrees that's muter. No smell is being imparted, right? Lo nefachu. They only argue ella the pas chama the chavis megufa, hot bread and a covered barrel, or the pas sonenes or a cold bread the chavis b'chsucha. In these cases, there's only one plus to say that the taste is gonna go in, right? Then in that case, Rav Meir says it goes in. Rav Yehuda says in this case it doesn't go in, and Rav Yosef says it depends on whether it's barley or it's wheat. But if it's open and hot, everyone will agree that the taste goes in. So Abaye says everyone falls like me, make some milsahi. So the Gemara says. My case where I assert the recha of the pastiya, right? That is the same case as a hot bread and open barrel. I'm smelling it. I'm really bringing the taste in. And even Rabbi Huda would be molded to me in that situation. So according to Abaye can learn the mission that everyone holds like him. Okay. So, we'll stop here.